Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn the LST approach, how to rebuild a breakbeat intro in Ableton Live 12 to get that classic drum and bass drive. We'll slice an Amen / Apache style break, rearrange and pitch slices, automate timbre and filter movement, and shape a drum bus with stock Ableton devices, so a 2/4 bar intro evolves into a full groove. Follow along at 170-176 BPM. 174 is a good target. What you'll build: a 2/4 bar breakbeat intro with evolving energy, a sliced drum rack MIDI version of the break with custom and pitched slices, a parallel compressed drum bus with saturation for glue and punch, filter and width automation, subtle repeats and delay to build tension, and 2 return chains, a short reverb and a ping-pong delay, used sparingly for space. Step-by-step walkthrough. Preparation. Set your live tempo to a DNB tempo, for example 174 BPM. Drop a 1-bar break into an audio track and warp it. Double-click the clip, enable warp, and use beats mode for transient accuracy or complex pro if you must preserve timbre while stretching. Make sure the downbeat lines up with the grid and place a transient marker on the first hit. Slice and create drum rack. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing and pick a 16th grid for tight LSD-style chops. This creates a drum rack where each slice lives in a simpler. Open the new MIDI track, inspect the pads, and rename the key slices you'll use: kick, snare, hat, ghost snare, and fill hits. Create the intro MIDI pattern. Program a 2-bar MIDI clip that replays slices in a new arrangement: main snare on 2 and 4, ghosted snare rolls, offbeat hats, and occasional pitched slice hits for interest. Add a separate layer for a 1/16 triplet or a low velocity snare roll to imply momentum. Humanize with velocity variation and small timing nudges. Use the velocity editor, the groove pool, or manual plus or minus 10/30ms shifts. You can extract a groove from another break or load a DNB groove from the groove library and apply it subtly. Pitch and timbre movement, the LST touch. Duplicate the drum rack track. On the duplicate, transpose specific simpler slices by small amounts, typically plus or minus 1/7 semitones, to create melodic accents. Keep this pitched layer lower in level so it supports the main hits without muddying the mix. For movement, use simpler's transpose mod or automation of transpose to create tiny rises over the intro, usually 1/3 semitones. Small, gradual changes sound more musical than big jumps. Filtering and opening. Insert an auto filter on the drum rack master chain. Start the intro with a low pass, around 200-400 Hz cutoff with a 24 dB slope, and automate the cutoff to open toward 48 kHz over the 2/4 bars. Add a touch of resonance to taste, around 1/2, to emphasize presence. Follow the filter with EQ8, gently boost a low shelf at 60-80 Hz by a couple dB to keep kick weight, and consider a slight dip around 300-500 Hz if the break feels muddy. Drum bus glue and transient shaping. Group your drum channels to a drum bus. On that bus, insert, in order, EQ8 to clean up sub stuff, high pass around 30-40 Hz if needed, drum bus with conservative drive 1/4 dB and small boom for body, and use drum bus's transient control for coarse shaping. Then add a glue compressor, try 2:1 ratio, attack 310ms, release auto or around 100ms, and set threshold for roughly 2-4 dB gain reduction. For punchier hits at key moments, automate drum bus's transient knob or use a layered send to a transient focused chain. Parallel compression and saturation. Send the drum bus to a return track for parallel processing. On that return, use a glue compressor with harder settings, ratio around 4:1, fast attack, followed by saturator with soft clip enabled and a few dB of drive. Keep the return level low and blend it into the main bus. Start the send around minus 10 to minus 6 dB and pull the return fader back to taste. Bass without washing out the kick and snare. Create 2 return chains, a short room reverb device, decay roughly 0.6-1.5s, low dry / wet and a ping pong echo 1/8 or 1/16, modest feedback and low wet. Only send ghost snares, hats, or texture hits to those returns. Keep main snare and kick mostly dry to preserve transient drive. Small edits and texture. Use clip gain and small phase on slices to prevent pops. For rhythmic interest, place a lightly set beat repeat on a duplicated drum channel or an aux and automate it on only when needed. Set short intervals like 1/16 and low wet. Use short, subtle repeats to accent the last bar of the intro without smearing the main hits. Stereo and mono checking. Put a utility on the drum bus after processing. Automate width from roughly 60-70% in the intro up to 100% on the drop. Periodically flip to mono width 0% to check for phase cancellation, especially when you're layering pitched slices or detuning. Arrange and finalize. Consolidate the intro clips once you're happy. Label the important automation lanes, auto filter cutoff, return sends, and width, and listen at low volume and in mono to confirm the kick and snare stay present. Tweak EQ and compression if anything disappears during the filter sweep. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overfilter. Removing too much mid and high content kills attack. Watch phase when layering pitched slices. Big detunes can cancel in mono. Keep reverb and delay short and send based. Long tails will smear DNB drive. Avoid heavy compression without a parallel blend. Over-squashing dynamics removes momentum. And don't automate everything at once. Focus on one or two main movement drivers. Pro tips. Use transient slicing for micro edits and keep the original audio for reference. For snare presence, duplicate the snare slice. High pass it around 300-800 Hz. Add a touch of saturation and blend under the main snare. Make a small pre-drop ghost section that opens when the auto filter opens to accentuate the arrival. Save a drum rack as an instrument rack with chains for dry, pitched, and top-end layers so you can reuse it. Nudge layers by a few samples or invert phase to fix cancellation if needed. Practical refinements. Use Beats Warp mode for sharp transients. Switch to Complex Pro only when you must preserve timbre. Pick slice granularity based on the break. 16 THz for LSD micro chops. 8 THz for chunkier edits. When programming ghost rolls, keep velocities low and place them slightly behind the beat via groove settings for a natural feel. Mix and workflow suggestions. Keep drum bus drive conservative and let glue provide cohesion. For parallel chains, consider sending only mid/high content to heavy compression so the sub remains solid. Freeze and flatten when you commit to save CPU. Resample a finalized tubar loop to audio for irreversible creative edits and to free resources. Creative variations to try. Halftime feel intros, reversing the last ghost slice for a whoosh. Micro beat repeat accents on the last bar. All useful but should be subtle. Map auto filter cutoff and a matching high shelf EQ to one macro so one control drives the perceived open up. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. Set live to 174 BPM and import a 1-2 bar immense style break. Warp and slice to new MIDI track using 16th transient slicing. Program a 2-bar pattern with snare on 2/4, ghost rolls on the E, offbeat hats, and a few pitched slice hits. Add auto filter on the drum rack. And automate cutoff from about 250 Hz to 6 Hz over the two bars. Group to a drum bus with drum bus drive tilde 2 dB. Transient up. Glue compressor 2:1, attack 8 ms, and saturator drive 3 dB. Create a return with glue compressor and saturator for parallel compression and blend it around 10-20%. Export the 2-bar loop and compare it before and after processing. Make sure the kick stays defined and the snare snaps. Recap, we rebuilt a breakbeat intro LSD style, slice the break into a drum rack, program a new intro pattern, add subtle pitched slash timbre movement, automate autofilter to open the arrangement, and glue everything with drum bus, glue compressor, and parallel saturation. Keep edits small and musical, velocity variation, modest pitch moves, parallel compression, and restrained spatial effects preserve drive. Practice the mini exercise, and you'll be able to recreate classic DNB intro momentum ready for a drop. That's it. Work in small iterations, check mono, save versions, and aim for controlled motion rather than heavy effects. Good luck and have fun building your intro.